Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
According to a recent study, someone making minimum wage in Richmond or Charlottesville would have to work more than 100 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Bob Adams, with Housing and Development Advisors, says manufactured homes represent an affordable path to housing.
There's no one who's coming in and questioning what you do in your own home. A lot of families find that living in manufactured housing communities is very desirable and more desirable than being in a traditional apartment community.
Manufactured homes have become more durable and energy efficient. According to research presented to a group of lawmakers Wednesday, almost 60,000 people live in manufactured housing in the Richmond metro area alone. Senator Mamie Locke says she sees the opportunity.
But we have to get a handle on making sure that individuals who are in manufactured homes also get a good deal on the parks where they're located.
One possibility is turning to nonprofits. There's already a growing trend in Virginia of charities buying and redeveloping manufactured home parks. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.